From the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company. With Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
To Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go. Cofield and Company on a Tuesday. Steve, Adam, Chrissy, Young Schwab, the intern, is here. Big day on the way. Can we just get one of these trades to go down, please? We're going to have to wait 2 more weeks.
It's going to be a while.
Come on, NBA. Please, we got updates on LeBron, CP3. Maybe breaking the story. We have actually a high-profile bet that someone may break it. Or may not break it. So we'll have to get to that.
Do you really want the trades to happen, though? Like, I'm
yes.
Enjoying... I mean, I want them to happen eventually, but I enjoy the day-to-day minutia of what's going on in the potential trading market.
I'll take till next Monday.
Okay.
Right? Because we don't need either the trades happen around the NBA draft or go into the middle of next week. And then, obviously, everything blows up at the beginning of July. Basketball. We got soccer today. That's the world's game. But basketball is the world's game, right? Sure. Anyone can play basketball. Not well, but it's easy to play. You can play by yourself. Find a hoop, a ball, you're good to go.
That is true.
Were there a lot of hoops around Vegas in the 80s, late 70s?
There were.
Okay.
In fact, I know that there was a nice little outdoor court, and nice is a stretch. There's an outdoor court at Cannon Middle School.
What does that mean?
I believe that's, a spot where there was a nice basketball court that the students of Cannon Middle School could use.
Where is that school?
Russell and Eastern.
Russell and Eastern?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was trying to lead us into Kimmel.
I believe that's where he went.
Russell and Eastern?
I thought that's where he went to the middle school. I could be completely wrong.
Well, he went to Clark.
Okay.
But you might be right. I have no idea. I don't know if he went to middle school somewhere else around town.
It's one of those things. I never looked into it, but I know, back when we were around Cannon, everybody would say, oh, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel went here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, you might be onto something. I mean, you would know better than I. I wasn't here yet.
Who knows who's true or not? I'm sure that he went to 30 middle schools in town. Could be completely wrong.
Did he shoot hoops and forget?
Well,
has he just gotten old? Because he's
an older gentleman.
Over 50 now? Because, boy, we mentioned leading into the Kimmel-Ted Cruz matchup. Grayson Allen's dad, who apparently has some Grayson Allen genes, I guess. But we mentioned the odds, and we were shocked that the one-on-one game had Cruz favored -220. We're like, what? Kimmel's a dog against Ted Cruz? Then we see the score yesterday, 11-9, Cruz wins. They don't go to 15 because the game took so freaking long. They had to cut it short, and then, wow, the highlights of the game. What played at a court at Texas Southern.
Yeah.
Just a nightmare.
It was bad.
Kimmel.
Well, first of all, bravo to the people who set the line.
Vegas guy. You got to represent.
Whatever offshore market was setting the line on that, good job. Because I thought it was a ridiculous line. First of all, I thought Ted Cruz was 20 years older, which I was wrong about. He's actually younger.
You cannot believe he's not in his 50s yet.
Couldn't believe it. And so, and I would just think...
I think he's 9 months younger than me.
Jimmy Kimmel...
And look at this!
Yes. Jimmy Kimmel enjoys basketball. He talks about it. Ted Cruz said basketball ring. He clearly has no idea about
called basketball. A basketball hoop. That basketball ring.
A basketball ring. So I was like, there's no way he has any ability. And he doesn't. But wow, is Jimmy Kimmel bad. My goodness. He is awful. And that game, it was on last night. I watched it. I couldn't wait for it. I was very excited for it. And they, by the way, if you watched it last night, they really edited it to show a lot of missed shots. They cut out a lot of missed shots.
You said it was like 2 hours.
This was close to 2 hours.
Wow.
And they cut it down to like 16 minutes
Were there rules beforehand where they're like, hey, take it easy on each other? Because I saw Ted Cruz come in with a Grayson Allen foul. Like, he freaking smashed Kimmel underneath the hoop.
Well, there was a
just
ref.
Dropped a hammer on him. But every time Cruz drove to the hoop, he turns the corner, and Kimmel's doing, I don't know, can you describe what I'm doing to this chair as I'm defending it?
I mean, I believe that's some sort of assault.
Well, it's Kimmel playing defense, but he just has his chest
leaned in
and his stomach out. Like, you can use your hands to guide yourself a little bit. Get in a defensive stance.
Yeah, it was pretty clear he had never actually played basketball. Like, maybe he shot around or played with his friends. He'd never actually played. He didn't know. His defensive awareness was very lacking.
It's embarrassing.
And that Ted Cruz basically just had one move, and it worked a few times.
Just take it to the rack. Go to the hole.
Yeah. And, I mean, it wasn't graceful at all. There was, like, there was really no ability to it, but he could finish occasionally. I don't know how it went in. I don't know what the concept behind
him. He was strong around the tin.
But he wasn't strong. It was a very finesse-oriented game. And
it was awful.
And
just awful.
Not even to make a political joke, always right. It was always right.
Yeah, I did notice that. He could only go to his right, which, come on. At some point, figure it out. You got to push him to his left. Come on.
It was unreal. Unbelievable.
One of the tricks of the trade. And if you can't push him to the left, you hook him.
Something. Do something.
Dirty tactics.
Just the complete lack of defensive awareness by Kimmel was embarrassing. Like, I don't think he's getting drafted Thursday.
You don't?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. I don't think so.
Hell of an effort.
It really wasn't that much of an effort.
No, it really wasn't.
But they were so exhausted during the game, as we mentioned. They were supposed to go to 15, and I think Cruz didn't realize how good the microphones were that they were wearing.
Was he cussing?
No, but he got up. He was checking the ball, and he got in Kimmel's ear. He's like, "Hey, well, we cut this down to 11." And on the microphone,
yeah.
But he's like whispering in his ear. Kimmel's like, okay, and he turns around. He's like, yeah, we're going to 11. And then a couple minutes later, he's like, I think we can get a timeout. They're like, all right, timeout. So it was.
Chris, do you have Kimmel busting on Ted Cruz, busting his chops? The other thing I didn't get was, like, I like that Kimmel goes a little bit political, but like even on to the point, like, enough, dude. He's cracking jokes about, like, the detained kids and busting Cruz's chops. Like, what are you doing?
Did you spend more time this week practicing basketball than trying to get those kids out of that detention center?
Like, it's somewhere between crying and, like, having a heart attack.
Well, he was trying to deliver an insult while exhausted.
It seemed like those slowed down towards the...
I don't know. I think they picked up.
I think it was exhausted.
But he was definitely
like Darth
exhausted.
Vader.
The whole thing was terrible.
But he was also
5K to charity.
I think it was way more than that.
Nope, just 5.
Well, they announced at the end of it like it was 20,000 here, 10,000 here, 10,000.
Other people donated.
Yeah. They raised a certain amount, and then Kimmel said, "Well, I'm going to give 10,000 to each of these charities," and then Cruz said, "Well, I'll match those." So I mean, it ended up being quite a bit at the at the end.
What do you? You know, I was just thinking. Well. Because a lot of people are doing this, right? It's really easy to smash on Kimmel and Cruz. What do you think would happen if we challenged every person we saw on a blog who said it was awful?
I mean,
do you think we'd be on the wrong side overall?
I think
Chrissy with like a hard nod. Really? Okay.
I think the average blogger tends to be pretty young. Okay. Maybe could play.
So conditioning
a little?
Maybe would be an edge.
Yeah. But like the general sports media, I think we're, I think we're all right.
Like Kyle Kosser from the Big Lead said, Cruz, a 47-year-old with propensity to dribble neck high.
Yeah, it was his. Yeah,
he was a high dribbler.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
He's turning it over.
Yeah. the form.
That is not typical of old white fundamentals.
Well,
that's the kind of guy. He's the kind of guy watching the NBA. He'd be like, Carry, what happened to the old days? Could carry like that.
That's your impression of Cruz?
Sure. That's my impression of anyone sitting in a bar who hasn't watched the NBA in 20 years, and they're like, man, they travel a lot now. How many steps can you take?
That's true.
Shut up. Get out of here.
Do that. Yeah, the dribbling was a problem. And, by the way, the shots that they made, I'll say some of the shots they made were very challenged, but I think that they took so many of them. Again, I want to see the whole film.
No, you don't.
It is. It's like a snuff film. Like, I just want to watch it.
It's a sick fetish.
It's just terrible. I'd like to see it because, like, there were shots that, like, Cruz put up a shot, and I was like, oh, my, what a terrible, why is he even shooting that? And it went in.
Yeah.
You're like, he probably took, like, 30 of those, and they're showing the one that he made. So I think the editing was very, very much, very done on this one.
You know, we're waiting for the NBA draft. We're waiting for free agency and the trades to really kick in. So a little respite with some junky basketball. We'll do it. We can handle it.
Yeah.
So do we think, because I really want to get into the theme of snitching today. Do we think that Chris Paul is a good snitch in this LeBron situation? You saw these stories, right?
Yeah.
CP3 seems to be telling people that LeBron ain't coming to Houston. He can't get him to go there because LeBron wants to go to
Los Angeles.
Yes.
Which is not shocking. Something that we've kind of known. I think the interesting thing is what else happens. I mean, it seems to me LeBron is absolutely going to the Lakers. Like that part of
it. But now we seem to have someone like very connected to him, rode a banana boat with him.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Ever ridden a banana boat?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you're missing out.
CP3 was on the banana boat.
I know. I trust him. I think he's probably got good information.
Do we, if LeBron lands in LA?
We haven't heard CP3 say it.
That's a good point.
We've heard somebody say
it. Yeah, we already heard LeBron say that he hates Houston.
No, we heard a columnist say that they heard LeBron say it.
Okay. So it has to be first person?
I mean, if you really
want to... So we're not giving CP3 credit for breaking the story if he lands with the Lakers. BBW still has a chance.
Yeah, I think so.
Big Brian Windhorst.
Yes. Let's... Fingers crossed, yes.
All right. Well, I mentioned snitching. I'm actually glad in this case. If it's true, I'm glad CP3 is snitching. We got a weird... Like, you mentioned snuff films and fetish. We got a weird thing coming out of Akron. Right?
Well, LeBron! I think the people in Akron are collectively losing their minds that LeBron's leaving again.
This is the most exciting thing since Gloria James and Delonte West.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Woo! Right now, you can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down plus taxes and fees. Woo! Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Woo! Located on 215 Bellway between Rainbow and Jones, or visit us anytime at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit 2025 title and $499 documentation fee. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2,000 dealer flex cash. While supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, has started their inaugural season at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Legendary coach Bill Laimbeer is leading the charge. And WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, is taking action. Get your single game tickets now at LasVegasAces.com. Be a part of history and get your tickets today at LasVegasAces.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never see it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun. How are you going to get your money to get your car fixed for medical bills and lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now. Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500. The call and the advice are free.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400. I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has been providing orthopedic care in the Las Vegas Valley for more than 15 years. Whether you're a top-notch athlete, active adult, weekend warrior, younger athlete, or someone who is experiencing everyday joint pain, Dr. Michael Crivetti and Dr. Caleb Pinneger have the knowledge, talent, and experience to get you back in your game. Crivetti Orthopedics is committed to personal attention, quicker recovery times, and most importantly, successful outcomes. Put your trust in the team of experienced professionals at Crivetti Orthopedics. Visit CrivettiOrtho.com today.
Cofield and Company.
This is Brooks Koepka at the second for birdie in the lead. All alone at the top. A hug for Ricky Elliott. And what a finish by Brooks Koepka.
Koepka, U.S. Open winner, courtesy of Fox there. PGA moving on to Connecticut. Actually right down the road from ESPN. Travelers. Koepka 14-1. These are the Westgate odds this week for golf. It's the familiar fellows up top. Justin Thomas 12, McIlroy 14, Spieth 14. That's an insufferable trio. And then our guy Patrick Reed at 16-1. Made a charge. He made a charge.
His conditioning held up.
You see all the complaining about Fox's coverage again?
Yeah, people like to complain about coverage all the time anyway.
Did you see the gaffe on Friday?
Yeah.
So Reed, the aforementioned Reed, it's actually funny. The screenshot of Reed had him like turning around, like, what? But I don't know if he was reacting to something else. But Fox's audio is awesome. So you can't have it both ways. Things are going to slip in sometimes. Like, I want the heightened audio. Well, unfortunately, whatever it was, the first or second round, they caught a conversation with some dude talking about going at it with his lady and was working so hard.
Just smashing the head into the headboard. It was a little creepy.
Yeah. It happens.
It happened. It's a couple guys talking. It just got picked up by some microphones.
What's the problem? Why, women don't do that?
No, we do.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. But it was just a very unfortunate. I mean, I was just imagining being on the other side and how terrible I would feel if something like that got out over the air.
But nobody saw the guys and nobody knows who it was. It's just
for
audio.
Now, until they...
No, they're not going to... It's just two guys. I think it was just two guys hanging out.
Here's the thing. The outrage is so phony.
Of course.
And it's the... I mean, there's the upper crust silly golf fans, and then there's everyone else, and because they want to, you know, they don't like Joe Buck. They don't like the change going to Fox the last couple of years. So it's like, oh, Fox, can't believe they let this slip out. But we know stories that people like. We know it. We're heading towards the summer, and one of the viral stories of the day, we were just talking about CP3 being a snitch, potentially saying, hey, you know, LeBron's not coming to Houston. He's going to the Lakers. We've got a snitch. I think it's a snitching story. I don't think it's a porn story. It's a porn story. This is a TV station in Akron about firefighters using the facilities to tape some porn.
Two highly placed sources confirmed to Channel 3 that these are the videos and screen grabs of Lieutenant Art Dean and Provisional Lieutenant Deanne Eller's web movies that have them on administrative leave.
The allegations relate to the creation of pornographic content displayed online, some of which is alleged to have taken place on city property.
My guess is that they probably... I didn't look into this at all. My guess is that you'd use the weight room.
How was the lighting?
My guess is that you use the weight room.
Okay.
So you're kind of jumping into this role as a producer and saying, hey, how's the lighting?
Well, I'm asking you, since I would bet anything that you watched it, how was the lighting?
Here's part two of the report with these firefighters who had a lot of free time. Apparently, it wasn't just recently. And believe me, we've had these issues here, too, with some sexcapades in... I love Chrissy's lack of awareness. Ready? Las Vegas firefighter sex. Work on it.
Sources confirmed to Channel 3 that the couple posted under the handle Fire Couple 11. That handle has videos dating back to May of 2016.
I know that these allegations do not represent who we are as a department or the extraordinary high standard to which our firefighters must hold themselves.
In a joint statement, the city and fire department say that Dean and Eller are in a long-term relationship.
Both of these firefighters have been in the department since 2010, and they both have exemplary records throughout the years. In fact, Lieutenant Eller was just promoted to lieutenant last week. How this all plays out, we're sure to stay on it. Lena Lai will have much more coming up tonight at 11. Live in Akron, Will Uick, Channel 3 News.
All right, a bunch of questions here on the firefighters and their porn. One, you're not news side, you're sports side, but, you know, you're a journalist.
Sure.
Do you have to put Fire Couple 11 in there?
I mean, it's...
Did I just have to say it again?
It's perfect.
I mean, you're clearly asking all of Akron and now the nation to go and frantically search. Because otherwise, it wouldn't have been that easy to find.
Well, in the internet world... in the internet world...
Look at Young Swag. This is when he gets uncomfortable.
You assume people are reading online.
Hashtag stick to sports. We got to get back to it.
you assume people are reading online.
Yeah.
And that they're going to immediately search.
Yeah.
So you should have... Like... It's in the name of, hey, we're getting as much information as we can out there about this story. But absolutely, it's, I don't want to get the 45 emails of, hey, you know where you can find this? So it's like, just put it in the story.
Why would you get it?
If I wrote the story.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, like, you
is that what it is? You're making your life easier. Yeah. Reporters make his life easier by giving out the exact handle to find these two firefighters.
Yeah, I don't want
to
answer 45 emails about it. Here's where you can find it. And you don't say in the story... If you go to site X and choose and type in blank, you'll find it. But you include that, and then people that want to find it, that's enough information for them.
All right, we got two. We got
Why
two.
11?
We
Is got, there 10 other fire couples?
Ooh. We have a couple of questions here.
Okay.
The first one, the reason we do this story is I am a champion of women.
True.
That is a fact. No, I mean it.
Opinion.
Okay, that is my opinion then.
I'm a fan of women all sizes, shapes.
That is true.
Frankly,
mostly
legal women. Of legal age, all ages.
Yeah.
We've heard that, right?
Yeah.
About Gilfage.
Yeah, mostly old.
And I got upset before really looking into this issue at the write up from those pigs over at Barstool. Judge Bentel scumbags.
Yes.
Some old white Jerry Thornton. Judge Bentel right there by me. Right back in your face. Headline, do these look like the faces of firefighters who shot a porn in the station house? Now, he clearly went out of his way to pull up awful pictures.
I don't know if that's true.
The lady is in her firefighter look.
Yeah, it's their... I think that's their official photo.
Right, that's fine. It wasn't that hard. Akron Reporter gave you a pretty easy link to go find some more... flattering photos.
Well, I think actually does a lot more to see them in their, like, in their work setting.
You mean you wanted to watch it more?
No, no, no. I think it says a lot for the story. Like, hey, look, these are two firefighters who look like very normal firefighters, and
okay,
this is what they're doing on the side.
This fellow also writes up, there are digital mountain ranges of fetish porn out there. So I'm sure there's someone with a predilection towards watching thumb-headed 49-year-olds. The guy, he's bald.
He does look like a thumb.
Oh.
But he's not an ugly man.
He looks like a thumb.
It's okay, right? Yeah. 49.
He looks like a...
Not a bad 49-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I'll give him the credit.
Thumb can be attractive.
Why not?
Yeah.
He does look like a thumb, though.
He said predilection towards thumb-headed 49-year-olds going at it with 42-year-olds who look like Nicolas Cage. That's what upset me.
Well, see, I'm upset because
I don't like that.
But I think she looks far more like Ibrahimovic, clean-shaven. And so that's the one I would have gone with. Like, she's a dead ringer.
Which I knew you would be, because this is the way, unfortunately, a lot of guys are. Tough talking. And then we know your standards are basically, give me a catcher's mitt and let's go.
No,
everyone acts like a tough guy when they're grading women. And then when it comes down to it, you're like, okay, it's pretty good. I sent you a picture because I wanted to do some research on this.
Yeah, you did.
Solid.
I'm out.
Basically, so you don't have to look it up. It's a lady doing workouts. So it's for like the workout fetish people. And she's strong.
Fire couple, 11.
Yeah, she's strong. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, she's jacked.
And she had a good following, and I thought she was engaging and friendly.
So it's enabled her to score so many goals over the years.
And genuine. So I don't like to see, you know, stories like this blow up and we just start name calling.
Strength helped her find the national treasure.
That's a horrible thing to be called. A lookalike to Nick Cage.
Yeah, it's just completely ridiculous.
If you guys told me I looked like Lenny Dykstra or something, I would be horrified. I would just melt down.
And
keep that in mind.
I don't know this guy, Jerry Thornton, but Jerry Thornton would be all over this, I will guarantee you.
I don't know.
Stop. All of a sudden, everyone's all picky.
Not,
okay,
it's not about being picky.
I see you people out at bars. You're not picky. Not you in particular, but all of you.
It's not about being picky.
Cut it out.
It's an observation.
You judgmental creeps.
She absolutely looks like Ibrahimovic.
Here's the story. I love your reference to someone no one knows. It's an American audience. We're not on BBC Sports.
I'm allowing people to look. He plays for LA.
That's a good point. Here's the real story here with the firefighters who shot porn. And that very serious chief, they're fired, which sucks. If this was happening at Lotus for years.
In the LBC?
If there was hashtag drama in the LBC.
Hashtag porn shot in the LBC.
Would you snitch?
Oh. I mean, I'd joke around with my friends at work about it, but to go to a superior? No, absolutely not. Wouldn't happen.
What do you think, Chrissy? Does that make Adam a bad employee?
No, because I would do the exact same thing.
You would snitch.
I would not. No, I would not snitch. I just think that's somebody else's business, and nothing good really comes from snitching. I mean,
okay, what if it's consistently
in rural North Carolina?
Say it again. I cut you off.
I said snitches get stitches where I'm from.
In the mean streets of Durham.
You know,
sure.
It.
I've seen the mean streets of Durham. Yeah, it's pretty mean. What if it were? I mean, let's be honest. It was in the weight room. Like, if she's not wiping down the equipment, are we talking a health hazard here? I mean, I'm just trying to think what would happen at the LBC if someone's in the 1340 studio and their regular spot to go at it and tape a little internet porn is like all over the board. You know, and then Chrissy's going in there working the slides.
Okay. This
stop working the slides. That's creepy.
Something I probably
like. Is there a point where it's a violation, and you're like, I got to report this?
This happened at a place that I worked.
A radio station.
Yes, and it was in the conference room when it was after hours. It was the security company that guarded the premises at night.
Right.
And they got caught when cameras were installed by the property. So as I knew of it, but every time I was in the conference room, I would...
Did you wipe it down?
I just wouldn't put my hands anywhere. Like, I was like, I don't know what to do with my hands because...
So you'd make that much of a sacrifice not to snitch?
Yes.
Okay, good. I put respect on your name.
Thank you.
I don't think that's the way you use that, but...
I think it's fine.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you're not going to have to get stitches, apparently.
Yeah, no stitches for you today, Steve. Yeah. Adam, on the other hand.
I'm not snitching. No.
Okay. So that's good to know.
Here's another scary question. If you had a black light and you walked around this whole building.
Oh, boy.
Young Schwab with a face there. I don't blame you.
Shudder.
Black light. What do you think?
You wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. We have a decent sized building. But yeah. There's a lot of nooks and crannies, I think, where people can sneak
don't
around.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm sure that there's stories. Now, I think the old days of radio,
absolutely,
a lot more going on.
Absolutely, but we are so tame.
Yeah.
By the way, the old days of your business, and I don't know your building well. Don't you have a Isn't half of your place not really used? Isn't there a secret cove?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
So imagine the black light at the paper. Well, imagine the history there.
Yeah, I don't. It's not the it's not traditionally the most sexy profession.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I think radio back in the day sure. Would be a little different.
Yeah.
But this is 80s. A newer building.
Yeah, yeah.
So the old building that we're at, I'm sure was just
a cesspool.
Yeah. But this one, probably pretty a little more tame.
So what's the story here? Is it the porn or the snitch on the firefighter's porn story? What's the bigger?
Well,
what's the real story here?
The bigger story is the porn, but the snitch is the person that should be in trouble. That should be the person fired.
Well, I'll say this. Unlike the next two sports couples we're going to talk about, sort of, this couple at least seemed happy, right?
The thumb and Nick Cage.
They were doing the thumb and Nick Cage. They seemed happy. They were making money, giving pleasure to others. That's a nice theme on a Tuesday.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never see it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun. How are you going to get your money to get your car fixed for medical bills and lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now. Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500. The call and the advice are free.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Gravetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has been providing orthopedic care in the Las Vegas Valley for more than 15 years. Whether a top-notch athlete, active adult, weekend warrior, younger athlete, or someone who is experiencing everyday joint pain, Dr. Michael Gravetti and Dr. Caleb Pinneger have the knowledge, talent, and experience to get you back in your game. Gravetti Orthopedics is committed to personal attention, quicker recovery times, and most importantly, successful outcomes. Put your trust in the team of experienced professionals at Gravetti Orthopedics. Visit GravettiOrtho.com today.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
So doing some couples therapy today. Why not, right? We have this viral story, firefighters in Akron, Ohio, making porn. They got nabbed. The woman's called names. I've got her back. I thought she did a good job. She seems like a nice lady. So I hope they don't fire her and her firefighting mate.
Her fellow fire couple 11.
They seem happy. That's kind of a rarity today.
You are just a progressive champion of women's rights.
Absolutely.
It's very impressive.
Segway time. What was I setting up, Adam?
I thought John Cena.
I'm worried about John Cena. Yeah. What's going on here? Because you love this celeb couple. You love that TV show.
I do.
What's the show?
I don't watch it anymore. Total Bellas.
Okay.
Used to be Total Divas.
And who is it? It's Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella.
And John Cena. They split. Didn't they have like a weird... What was the whole weird thing with the prenup?
Yeah, it was a relationship prenup. Before they moved in together.
Uh-oh.
And she was very willing to sign.
Was this... Did we ever look at the whole thing?
We did. It was a while ago. I don't remember most of it.
Was it Hardwickian?
Well, no. His was more verbal.
Okay. We'll get to what Hardwickian is. Because that's the bottom of the barrel on this couple's therapy today.
That is true.
So now I guess Cena wants to get back with her?
It appears that way.
And
they've been seen a lot.
In video or whatever TV show, he's talking about having his vasectomy reversed.
Yeah, that's...
She wants to have kids. He's 41. He's like, I can't do it.
That seems excessive.
I don't know. You watch the show. Is she worth it?
I mean, she's a very attractive young lady. She looks nothing like Nick Cage.
I would argue, based on what I saw in Nick Cage Lady, that I'd make a run for that.
Oh,
you don't know what you're getting. The Nikki Bella is unknown. You know what you got with Fire Couple 11 Lady.
Well, Nikki Bella is very wealthy.
She's going to put the hard hat on and go to work.
She's got her... Okay.
It's humble.
She's got her own money. Independent.
Right.
Like that. Seems fun.
I don't want to cast aspersions at Nikki Bella. I mean, she could be a hard worker as well. Very giving.
She seems great.
Yeah.
Enjoy her. I don't know.
So what would your advice be? So you have many male friends. They come to you for advice with women. They lean on you.
True.
John Cena comes to Adam Hill. Do I do this?
No. Definitely not.
Do I put it all back together again?
No. No. No.
You sure?
First of all,
no, like 12 times. No, no.
First of all, don't have a kid at all, ever, anyone.
Okay.
That's my first bit of advice. But once you make that decision, that decision is made. That ship has sailed. And, like, she's awesome, but adopt or sorry.
Wow. You're tough.
A lot of kids out there that need a home.
You are tough.
A lot of kids.
You are tough. Apparently, you're not as tough as Chris Hardwick, though.
No.
So what do we make of the story? Does everyone know Chris Hardwick?
I think most people do, because he crosses generations.
So who is he?
For my generation, he was the host of Singled Out.
Right. So who is he? What's Singled Out?
It was a terrific dating show that was the first real TV appearance of Jenny McCarthy. And I think Carmen Electra filled in at the end as well. Terrific show, dating show. In fact... They once had a special episode on the show Boy Meets World, which is one of the top shows of my generation. It's great. But now he went on to found Nerdist and a podcast network. He's also got a lot of different blogs, and he hosts the Walking Dead post show, does a whole bunch of stuff on...
Seems like he'd be a big player in the Comic-Con world.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's making a lot of money.
Definitely is.
I watched a lot of those AMC shows. Like you said, he's doing the post show. Now, what? He split from Nerdist. He lost whatever talk show he had developing over the summer with AMC. And this is, boy, these are interesting times. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, these relationships gone bad, and then people start talking, and you're like, okay, what side do we believe? Because remember, who's the comedian who got freaking raked over the coals for about a week?
Aziz Ansari.
Right. And the women were split on that one. They're like, he just sounds kind of like he's clumsy.
Yeah.
Like a rapist, but...
Yeah.
But other people are like, he's the worst. Like, all right.
And I saw some comedians really rushing to Chris Hardwick's defense that hadn't done so for Ansari.
Right.
And then it turned out, well, Aziz Ansari hasn't really been the best to other comedians, and Chris Hardwick has. So it's like, okay, well, that's why that's happening. So, like, all these layers to these stories are, like, you never really know what the angle is, why people are saying what they're saying.
So I wonder how many guys and women out there read the story. It's been going down for, like, 5 days now. Hardwick, pretty big character, was going out with a lady named Chloe Dykstra.
No relation.
And she wrote some sort of essay. She actually did not name him, but everyone figured out that it was Hardwick pretty easily. She said that her ex-boyfriend created a set of rules for her that prohibited certain activities, like drinking alcohol, spending too much time with friends. Wasn't she restricted from going out at night sometimes?
Yeah.
Or all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like he is a terrible boyfriend.
Right.
If you're just going to take everything from her, everything that she said, and just accept it as fact, which now starting to come back the other way.
By the way, not to be a smart ass, but he also sounds like, by that description, a man of certain faiths.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. No question. And very much guilted her about previous relationships and why they fell apart.
Right.
And that, you know, she had to...
So he sounds like a badgering J-O.
Yeah.
Just a boyfriend.
Just a real
boyfriend. Now, is that a fireable offense? I don't know. In a public position like that, I don't know. It's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
And it's a hell of a path you're walking down.
Well, again, it's also, like, I think there's a topic to be debated. If we accept everything she said as complete and total fact, is it yet enough to be a fireable offense? And now, that's only one person's essay that didn't even name him.
Yeah.
That we're going to go down that road. Now, getting to the truth, that's a totally different story. But if you just accept everything that she said and everything that she wrote as fact, I'm still not 100% convinced. I'm not even 100. I'm not even 70% convinced that should result in somebody losing their job.
Two other allegations she lobbed his way was that she said she often felt obligated to have sex when she did not want to.
Right, but she didn't really claim that it was
rape
or sexual assault. It was just he would guilt her into it by saying, well, you know that my last relationship fell apart because she didn't always want to have sex with me, so you should probably always say yes.
Hmm.
And so it was more of a guilt thing, which, again, that's exerting pressure. There's certainly an argument to be had about it, but she just made it seem like she just knew it was like, all right, I'm just going to do this because that's what he wants to do.
She also claimed that he flexed his muscle in the entertainment biz
after they broke up and
blacklist her.
Yeah, after they broke up.
Yeah.
Which, that stuff happens all the time, right?
All not nice stuff if it happened.
Yeah.
But fireable offense? I don't know.
And who's the people making the decision that it's true?
Yep.
She could have just wrote this and said... She could have just wrote this as revenge. Nobody knows. Now, I tend to believe when people put their feelings out like that they're true. But again, even if you take everything as complete fact, I think there is still a debate to be had.
Well, to flip things a little bit, be interesting if we ever got like a real essay on a sports breakup, the one that went down between Kyrie and LeBron. Hell, the one that's going on right now with Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs.
Yeah.
But again, we know from the sports world, we hear these stories sometimes and you're like, I don't know if I'm hearing the whole story. Not sure. We're going to check in Cleveland where, you know, it's funny. I think the Cavaliers fans and media should actually have a little renewed energy with some of the trade rumors the last couple of days. Apparently, there's been heavy betting on Cavaliers title odds. I told you yesterday, I thought that was ridiculous, that no one is going to roll the dice on the Cavs 50-1, and that thing plummeted today for the 2019 title.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee. People thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer for $799 with a lifetime warranty. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, skeptical.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Breaking news, men. A 2016 clinical trial on controversial natural male enhancement pill known as Red Forterra shows significant improvement in performance and pleasure, enhancing both size and virility. Men, you will be bigger. This trial reveals this new miracle sex pill works on demand. No more waiting, no more wondering, just powerful results. Spouses of the test subjects verified the statistical improvements in their husband's performance and their own resulting sexual satisfaction, noting significant increases after just one pill. Clinical trial data suggests significant improvement in sexual satisfaction and sexual desire in both partners. The science is clear. Better virility, bigger size, more satisfaction with Red Forterra.
Men, you will be bigger. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Let us prove it. Call now to get one free pill free while supplies last. Call 1-800-593-5174. 1-800-593-5174. That's 1-800-593-5174.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hello, Nevada. Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Our property values are at a 10-year high, and with interest rates rising, now may be your best opportunity to sell and buy your new home. If you have an ugly house to sell and need money fast, we can give you cash in 2 days. Short Sale's giving you free attorney representation and guaranteed relocation money. And for traditional sales, nobody markets your home and gets you top dollar like the real estate guy. Folks, it's all about the experience, and I have over 20 years of it. I look forward to meeting you today. So call Aaron Taylor, your number one real estate guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE, 702-310-6683. 048 Realty, call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer event going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur.
Findlay Kia.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's time once again for our 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. And this year, we're at Revere Golf Club. Tee off Saturday, 8 a.m., July 21st for 18 holes of golf and girls. This year, the ladies of Hustler Club will be on hand for the annual event, along with great prizes like a 55-inch TV from Bust Out Bail Bonds, cigars from En Fuego Cigars and Lounge, golf from Revere Golf Club, movie passes from Galaxy Theaters at the Cannery, and more. fun. Plus, you can meet the girls from Bubby's University. It's the 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. Sign up only $110. Call Revere Golf Club at 702-259-4653 and find out how to sign up. Lunch, girls, prizes, and a fantastic day of golf. Sponsored by Hustlers Gentlemen's Club. Call Revere Golf Club today at 702-259-4653. That's 702-259-4653. The 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic, Saturday, July 21st at Revere Golf Club. See you there.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
And with 3 seconds left, Cleveland triggers in. James, 2 seconds, 1 second for the win. Uh-oh! LeBron James delivers! That's a winner in Cleveland!
Happy memories with LeBron. I thought we were doing like an uplifting show today. We were just talking about the Akron firefighters who were shooting porn. Right? Happy couple. What happened?
They were very happy. Fire couple 11.
You know where I haven't been happy? Our relationship with Cleveland and that radio station, The Fan. I need someone uplifting. Like, we've had Anthony Lima on a bunch of times, and he's just, I don't know. He's a good guy, but right? If we have him on today, he's just going to be like, oh, he's leaving. LeBron's not coming back. I can't do it anymore.
Need your spirits lifted.
I hope this is going to work out. Chris Fedor works for The Fan as well. He joined Steve and Adam here in Vegas. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, Steve? What's going on, Adam?
We just need a pick-me-up. We need someone positive in Cleveland who's like, you know what? We have a chance to retain LeBron.
Well, I think the Cavs do. Okay, I don't know how much of a shot it is, but right. I think they do.
Hey, that's something. That's something. So what's developed this week? Because it's interesting. Here in Vegas, the Cavs had dropped, because you can bet the 2019 title, the Cavs had dropped all the way to 50-1 for the NBA title, clearly on the belief that LeBron was leaving. And actually, there was a lot of betting the last day and a half on the Cavs to get them back inside of like 15-1.
I don't know what has happened necessarily. I don't think anything has happened. I just think the more the time goes by, like the more you start to piece together a path for the Cavs to keep him. And I think that's what it comes down to. I mean, as soon as they lost in the NBA Finals, given the way that they lost and the fact that they got swept and all of his comments the day before Game 4 of the NBA Finals, it led you down the path of he's going to look for somewhere else where he has a better chance to be successful. But I think the thing that the Cavs have going for them is the fact that it's home, and they've got all of the non-basketball reasons on their side. And I still think there's enough time. The draft is tomorrow, or Thursday, excuse me. They've got before free agency hits where they can work some things or try to work some things to piece together a roster that's going to be more appealing for LeBron in his quest for championships. So the fact that they have the non-basketball things on their side and they have the ability, I don't know how much of a percent it is, but they have the ability to call teams like Charlotte, to call teams like San Antonio, and try and get that other star to pair with LeBron. I think until that time passes, I think the Cavs are still in the mix in this thing.
Wouldn't the best way for the Cavs to keep LeBron be to move the franchise to L.A.?
Well, sure. I don't think they can do that. And I think the next best way for the Cavs to keep LeBron is to show him something better for a second option than Kevin Love. But they're in the process of trying to do that. They're making calls. They're very, very aggressive. They're trying to do everything that they can because I think they understand, guys, that when it comes to basketball-related reasons, I'm not sure that they stack up with even the Los Angeles Lakers and what they can become, or the 76ers and what they can become, and some of these other teams and what they can become. And each time LeBron has made his decision, it hasn't been about what the team is or was. It's been about what the team can become. So if the Cavs can become something that he feels like can continue to chase titles, I think they'd have a great chance.
You mentioned that they're making calls. They're trying to see what they can do to try to make it attractive. But how much roster flexibility do they really have?
Yeah, they don't have a ton, and I think that's the thing that they're going to run into. They have the 8th overall pick in Thursday's draft, and that's valuable. Now, they can't trade that before the draft. By rule, they have to make that pick at 8 overall. So that would have to be the centerpiece of any kind of trade. And the problem is, if a team is willing to give up a star, if it's Charlotte and they're willing to give up Kemba Walker, or it's San Antonio and they decide that things with Kawhi Leonard just aren't going to work out and they're going to move him, most of the time those teams are looking for some combination of draft picks, young controllable players, and they would want the other team to take on salary. So when you think about those things, the only thing the Cavs can really offer is the eighth overall pick that they're going to make in Thursday's draft. They don't have a lot of young, talented, controllable players because they were in win-now mode. They don't have a ton of draft picks because they traded a bunch of them to get this roster that they have right now. So they would need a situation where a player forces his way to Cleveland because he wants to play with LeBron James. And that's possible, but when's the last time any player has forced their way to Cleveland?
Well, and also, you know, we talk about this and trying to make the roster better and more appealing to LeBron. How much danger is there in trying to do that and then finding out, like, LeBron's not coming back anyway?
Sure. There's absolutely a danger in that. And I think the Cavs are going into this offseason and they're in constant communication with LeBron's people. But at the same time, they're probably not going to have the answers that they need. So I think they're going into this offseason, the Cavs are, saying, you know what, we're going to proceed and we're going to try and build the best possible team. And if that's good enough for LeBron, it's good enough for LeBron. And if it's not, at least we weren't caught with our pants down this time around. So I think they're looking at it as he's probably gone. We have to operate under that assumption. And we have to do what's best for us. And if LeBron feels like that turns out to be best for him, then that's great. But that's the way that they've approached this, even going back to last offseason when they took the package that they took with Kyrie Irving in the trade with Boston. The centerpiece of that deal was a future draft pick, not something that was going to help them immediately. And I think that represented a shift in the franchise of, okay, we have to look out for ourselves here. We have to focus on a plan B.
We're talking about the possibility of LeBron staying in Cleveland. He's on the fan. Chris Fedor is on the horn with us. Who are the teams that you've heard linked to Kevin Love? If they were going to get Kevin Love out of there, who has interest?
I don't know that a lot of people have interest, and I think that's a problem. Because, number one, he's got a big-time contract, so that's something that's not all that appealing. Number two, I think there are questions about how effective he can be and whether he can still be the same all-star version of himself as this game morphs into a pace and space game where you're going to have to defend guards in space and things along those lines. You know, Kevin, at this point, has turned into a standstill outside catch-and-shoot guy. Offensively, he's really, really versatile, and he can play the four and the five, and he can pull defenders away from the hoop. But in this era of switch everything defense to try and combat the Warriors and the Houston Rockets and teams like that, there are legitimate questions about whether Kevin can match up in that particular series. You know, internally, the Cavs for a couple of years have had questions about whether Kevin's the right running mate or whether he's the right piece in a seven-game series against the Golden State Warriors specifically. So if the Cavs are wondering those things, I think it's fair to say that other teams around the NBA are wondering those things. And usually if a team wants to move an all-star, they're looking at themselves and saying, we need to rebuild. We've got to go a different kind of direction with our franchise. And Kevin Love is not a piece that you want to build around. He's a piece that makes sense for a team that's hunting championships. And usually a team that's hunting championships is not going to give up an all-star. So I think it's going to be harder for the Cavs to move Kevin, and I think his value has diminished because of the way that the game is going and because of the flaws that have been exposed in Cleveland.
So let's say LeBron goes, Love is there, you got the current group in the draft. What do they look for? Is it best available? Are they going big? Are they going small? Who are the guys they like?
In this year's draft, I think... Look, any direction that they go, I think it leads you to the same destination, right? So you could sit here and you could say, we're going to operate under the assumption that LeBron is gone. And that would lead you to believe that they need some kind of offensive creator, some kind of playmaker, probably a point guard. So somebody who can go out and create offense for themselves and create offense for others. If LeBron comes back, you're still looking for that kind of guy, because LeBron has never won an NBA championship without a second primary creator. He had Dwayne Wade in Miami, and he had Kyrie Irving in Cleveland. And every other time that he hasn't had that guy, he's come the thing. Part of the reason why the Cavs came up short this year against Golden State, they didn't have that second playmaker to take some of the offensive burden away from LeBron. So if he comes back, the Cavs still need that. So it leads you that same direction. If the Cavs are looking for a piece that they could potentially trade in a package with, let's say, the Charlotte Hornets for Kemba Walker, you know, Charlotte's probably going to want that kind of piece back in return to replace Kemba Walker, to be a younger version of Kemba Walker. So I think the destination is the same. I think it's still going to be a playmaking point guard. Trae Young continues to come up. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is somebody who continues to come up from Kentucky. It's that kind of player, I think, that the Cavs are going to be looking for no matter which direction they end up going this offseason.
Chris, we appreciate it. Thank you. We'll talk to you.
You got it, guys. Enjoy.
There you go. Chris Fedor, the fan in Cleveland, will react on the way back. This is a terrible position. You don't know what to draft because you don't know if LeBron's coming back. How the hell do you build a team? And then I'll give you all the contract details of some of the other dudes. They are, this organization, if they don't pull off a miracle and get LeBron back and add another piece, they go right to the bottom of Tankville. They're a 20-win team again, and they're saddled with just garbage for at least two more years.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.